Nick Script, P2W Fantasy, talking Dynasty League veteran contender targets. I made a thread on this Friday morning, but I can't count. Everybody checked out the thread, so I thought it would be a good quick podcast to talk about. Again, some guys that I feel like are good targets. If you feel like you are a contender in your Dynasty League, these are veterans. I made a note here identifying the teams in your Dynasty League who are not competing, then attacking their veterans can be very beneficial for a title run, especially if those teams want to rebuild and really get off of those aging veterans that might be on their last year or two of relevance. So I think step one is always scan the league, identify who is not competing, then take a look at their veterans and see what they are asking for, because we can get some discounts at times. Before I get into this, I want to mention the P2W Fantasy Patreon. Tons and tons of consistent content is plugged in there on a daily basis. There's also interactions from the subscribers along with myself and some other analysts talking trades, talking strategy. It's the spot to be. It's $5 a month. I truly believe it's well worth your dollar just because of the amount of content, again, that you are getting. And due to it being one spot that you get all of that and the interactions, I'll have a massive, massive redraft guide before this next season as well. Go check it out today, patreon.com/P2WFantasy. So the first guy I mentioned here is Kirk Cousins. In 2022, he had a career year in passing attempts. He averaged 37.8 passing attempts per game, so that's some great volume. He had three games of 300-plus passing yards, three games of 3-plus passing touchdowns. That's some upside. He was number 7, according to Player Profiler, for these in red zone accuracy rating, number 1 in deep ball accuracy rating, number 2 in clean pocket accuracy rating. Career targets, receptions, and receiving yard seasons for Justin Jefferson and TJ Hockenson in 2022 is encouraging. Now add Jordan Addison, my rookie wide receiver 2, into the mix. So huge season for Kirk Cousins, who's had three straight seasons as a top 12 quarterback in fantasy points per game. Now add another elite piece to their offense. Geno Smith, breakout season, top 10 for quarterbacks in passing attempts, deep ball attempts, red zone attempts, passing yards, yards per attempt, passing touchdowns, QBR, and fantasy points per game. He was top 6 in deep ball accuracy rating, under pressure accuracy rating, clean pocket accuracy rating, deep ball catchable pass rate, pressured catchable pass rate, all according to Player Profiler. So clear connection here between Geno Smith and DK Metcalf and Tyler Lockett. They both had over 1,000 receiving yards in this past season. Now they add the clear-cut wide receiver 1 of this rookie draft class in Jackson Smith and Jigba, who might be better than both DK Metcalf and Tyler Lockett. Geno Smith got the bag. They have faith in him. They're building around him. He's a good buy. James Conner. I know there's some risk with injury history, but the price matches what the risk is when it comes to acquiring him in Dynasty. When playing 50% plus of the snaps in 2021 and 2022, he has averaged 19.47 fantasy points per game. Arizona is going to be bad. They may be missing Kyler Murray for a chunk of the season. I feel like running their veteran into the ground, who likely isn't part of their future plan, just makes sense. And when James Conner is on the field, he does well in Arizona. Aaron Jones, career highs in rushing yards with 1,121 and receptions with 59 in 2022. A top 12 season for the running back position in true yards per carry, yards per touch, evaded tackles, breakaway runs, and yards created. That's efficiency right there. Four straight seasons as a top 12 fantasy running back in points per game. Weaker receiving group, plus a first-year starting quarterback in Jordan Love, plus a pretty good offensive line, I think is favorable for Aaron Jones to have another good season. Next, I like this one a lot. Excuse me. Keenan Allen, across the final 7 games when healthy in 2022, he averaged 10.71 targets, 7.86 receptions, 83 receiving yards, 0.57 touchdowns, 19.7 fantasy points per game, aka the last seven games. He showed us he is still very, very good at football. He's averaged 16.3 or more fantasy points per game for six straight seasons. So that shows us he has high-level fantasy efficiency. Six straight seasons, averaging 8.9-plus targets per game. He was mostly in the nine range. Even with the added competition in Quentin Johnston, he will still be Justin Herbert's number one target. Another guy here, DJ Chark. I think this is a cheaper cost for flex potential. He had a banged-up season in 2022, but he had 4 weeks of 14-plus fantasy points in games of 98, 94, and 108 receiving yards. We know he had that big season in 2019, over 1,000 receiving yards. I feel like the wide receiver one role in Carolina for rookie Bryce Young is completely up for grabs. You know, there's a lot of focus on Jonathan Mingo. Adam Thielen is there. I don't see a lot of love for DJ Chark, who might be the best wide receiver of that group specifically for 2023. Chris Godwin, who's been a master in the yards after catch category, has ranked number six and number three the last two seasons in that category while hitting over 1,000 receiving yards in back-to-back seasons. His average depth of target, so ADOT, has ranked number 99 and number 84 the last two seasons. So he has a very low ADOT, which I think is favorable for potential mediocre QB play if that is the case when it comes to Baker Mayfield or Kyle Trask. I believe it's Baker Mayfield, but I guess you never know. So I'd rather depend on a lower depth of target versus one of those two quarterbacks to make consistent plays to a guy like Mike Evans, who relies on, you know, big plays, receiving yard upside, deep balls, etc. So I think Chris Godwin is more safe for fantasy football. Back in 2021, he averaged 17.3 fantasy points per game. That was not a fluke. And then last year, I have Darren Waller. There's some risk due to 20 games total played the last two seasons. In 2019 and 2020, he had 117 and 145 targets, 1,146 and then 1,196 receiving yards, and then he averaged 13.8 and then 17.4 fantasy points per game. He enters the New York Giants system with potential to be Daniel Jones' number one target, especially looking at that weaker wide receiver group. Daniel Jones, we know, had a breakout season in 2022 with Brian Daboll as the head coach for his first year. So that's a good sign there. So that's just a handful of targets I'd consider when it comes to dynasty fantasy football leagues, targeting those veterans that people might want to lean off of them that might give you an edge to get that championship. Another guy I didn't mention that I think is interesting is Brandon Cooks, if you want to take a look at him in the Dallas Cowboys offense. I think there's a handful of other guys that we can think about and mention, but I think this list does the justice. So again, this weekend, go check out the P2W Fantasy Patreon. Tons of great stuff all in one spot in that Discord. A lot of interaction. I think I offer a ton, and I think I offer more than the average content creator, just to be completely honest at the end of the day. Appreciate you guys listening. Have a good rest of your weekend and enjoy the nice weather.